Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chief Pat, I just, you know, too often I'm reporting what we do wrong and the crime. And, you know, I applaud you because you're part of the solution when we look at what you're doing with working with young people. And you've said a million times to me, Dawn, that's what it's all about. The police working in the community. Talk to me a little bit about what you are doing in Abington Township to work with kids and teens and make sure that they're on the right pathway.
First of all, Dawn, I want to thank you for your willingness to serve on the board for such a long time, and the leadership of Peggy Myers, Lou Klein, Eric Sussman. All of these programs with PAL would not be possible without the support of the community, because no kid pays for any of the programs, and no tax dollars go toward these programs. When you talk about like the philosophy of community oriented policing, that sort of has been a hallmark of our police department. Now we want to hire crime fighters. We also want to hire peacemakers and problem solvers who are really willing to build and sustain relationships with our young people. And I call it sort of the alphabet soup of community policing. In Abington, for example, we have the DARE program, we have the Youth Aid Panel, YAP. We have CAPT, Citizens and Police Together. We have a number of programs that are designed to get the attention of kids at that formative, during those formative years, and provide mentorship and direction. I mean, there are some of these stories where one of my lieutenants befriended a young man who didn't have a lot of support in his life, and later on helped him through the college application process, actually paid for his books. Just, you know, when you provide an opportunity for cops and kids to get together on Friday and Saturday nights with mostly volunteers and a paid staff that's there every Friday and Saturday night to facilitate things like basketball games and dodgeball, just seeing us in that role where we're not taking enforcement actions, you know, it's important. We do want that balance. We want to hold people accountable in our community. But we also want to give kids a chance and to sort of fight against, like you mentioned before, you know, we only cover the plane when it crashes, not when we have these smooth landings. And in Abington, there's so many good things going on as a result of the strong foundation of trust that we have invested in over the years. And when you hear people talk about defunding the police, this is exactly when we need more funding to promote programs that keeps kids and cops together, whether it's in the school, not only to provide mentorship and lessons on DARE and other programs, but to be there as an armed security who's highly trained in order to handle anything. God forbid we have active shooters or things that have happened in other communities. So we are blessed in Abington with a supportive board of commissioners, supportive community, a great relationship with our NAACP and other stakeholders. And I couldn't be more proud of the work that the men and women do on the street and all of our civilian support staff that really buy into this philosophy. And know, when you talk about accreditation, these best practices were put in place for a reason.
Right.
And we're committed to them. And I'm just proud to be serving this department.
Yeah. And so you were part of your... correct me if I'm wrong here, Chief Pat Malloy, we're talking to with Abington Police Department. But in other words, you were part of, you're on that board that looks at the accreditations. And so you're very familiar with the importance of it, the training, and why it's so critical. But for Philadelphia, we struggle with this, which at a time when we have this high crime rate, I always say I drive into work every morning, obviously the wee hours of the morning, and it's dark, and I have to admit, you know, I roll through. If there's somebody on a, you know, street corner, and I'll roll through a stoplight, even a light, if there's nobody else, which usually there's nobody else on the road, because I have that fear of just saying, I don't want to be carjacked. And so it's disturbing to me to think that we have these silly rules that don't even allow our officers to pull over another driver who, you know, doesn't have, you know, plates, for crying out loud. And that is a common thing. People will say to me, Dawn, that's come on. I'm like, no, you have to see it. People they've taken off or covered up their license plate. What do you think is going on here?
Dawn, you're correct. If I could show you body cameras of officers in my township making stops for what is prohibited in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, by the way, where they both of those city councils passed the Driving Equity Act, which basically says there are registration violations, inspection violations, other minor, in quotes, equipment violations that result in a disproportionate impact on the minority community. Therefore, it's unconstitutional what the city councils in both cities did. But they basically said, well, we trust Abington and Cheltenham officers and others to use the vehicle code as a tool in order to promote public safety. But in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, what are we saying to these officers, that you cannot enforce the laws without regard to someone's race? Or we're saying we don't trust you to objectively enforce the law. That's something we take an oath to do. And that's sort of fundamental to what we are, who we are, and what we do. So, I take this, I get a little emotional with this, because I look at how this is impacting people and friends and family who live in Philadelphia, and how it's impacting my community and my officers. For example, a number of our gun arrests have gone up, and many times on those gun arrests, it's because we stopped somebody for a registration violation or for an inspection violation. So you've heard the controversy, with PLEAC, which is, I'm on the Commission for Pennsylvania Law Enforcement Accreditation, mm-hmm. and we sent a letter to the Philadelphia Police Commissioner and also to the commissioner in Pittsburgh, basically putting them on notice, saying that, this is unconstitutional. It's against the first standard, which says that we are are giving the authority to enforce the law without consideration to race, et cetera. But yet this policy just takes that tool away from officers. And think about it, at a time where homicide rates, carjackings, all of these things are off the charts, you're taking a tool off of the brave men and women of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, who know that that tool is effective in what I call the broken windows of the roadway. They're out there trying to, fly the flag. When people see others being pulled over, that does impact your driving. It impacts a number of things, and it removes people from the road who should not be on the road. And I spoke to the chief of Pittsburgh yesterday, and he acknowledged this is a morale killer for their department. Yeah. It takes a valuable tool. He knows that these small violations sometimes wind up, Houston and Keswick, not too long ago, we locked up three people on an inspection violation with three guns in the car that were stolen in the burglary down in North Carolina. That's good policing, right? We can wrap our arms around the kids and be mentors and do all that, but we also can't forget about what the people expect us to do. And city council and others outside of the professional policing organizations imposing some silly legislation is really harmful to our communities and our professions.
We're here live with Chief Pat Malloy, Abington Township Police Department. Before we talk about the huge Halloween 3 event tonight, I just want to ask you, because obviously it's Halloween weekend and we hear a lot about the fentanyl and this and that, these candies that are laced with different drugs and that sort of thing. Is it something that you and Abington Police or Suburban Police are looking for and are concerned about?
Dawn, we're not concerned about that. We always do put out our advice to the community about being safe when they're out walking, you know, some of those concerns about traffic safety. We always sometimes have pedestrians struck mm-hmm. around this time of year. We also, you know, believe in the buddy system, making sure that you're there with an adult or friends when you're going trick-or-treating, and just the common sense things. The I did see the, you know, the reports in the fentanyl. I have never heard that happening in or around our community, so that's not something we're really concerned about, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I just always ask because we always hear about it and it's in the headlines, but then is it real? So that's a good thing. Okay, let's talk about Halloween.
More gummies with marijuana. I think some of those are the things where sometimes they get mixed up, but where people can over ingest that or leave it around and kids can get a hold of it. That's just something we would caution people to be aware of.
So, Halloween, are there still tickets available? This is such a fun event, and talk to me about that. And as well, I know tonight we're honoring Sergeant Roger Gillespie, for example. Can you talk about some of the highlights of tonight's event?
Yeah, so the difficult thing is we're competing with Game 1 of the World Series with the Philadelphia Phillies. And we never would have expected that when we planned it for a Friday night. But Peggy Myers and the staff, they went out and we have an 11x8 projector screen that's going to be in the main ballroom. There's going to be TVs out on the patio and other places in the bar so people can have access to watch the game. But as you know, because you hopefully when we can put you when you help us with the live auction,
yes,
we have live auctions where you could like spend a day, for example, with our SWAT team, or a day at the range, or chief for a day, or canine will come out and do a birthday party for your child. We have those type of things during the live auction. We also have a number of things that were donated from the community for the silent auction. They have something called silent disco, which I wasn't aware of, but I think you have earphones and there's going to be some kind of a disco dance and competition. And John Waxman, who's the longtime owner of Lee's Hoagies, and is going to be honored tonight because of his support for the programs and his generosity. And Sergeant Gillespie, who you know for years, has been he's 30 years on the job, and he's about to retire at the end of December. So they're the highlights, and there's just the camaraderie, the esprit de corps, the good food from the various restaurants.
Yes.
And so we just look forward to trying to bring people together. This is our main fundraiser that supports all of our programs, and this is the first time we have had it since before the pandemic. So we're just looking forward for people to come out. They can buy tickets at the door for $50 at Philmont Country Club. You can go on addingtonpal.org and Eventbrite and purchase tickets through that website. We're just encouraging people. I know it's last minute, and it's going to be a good time. People are going to enjoy the Philly game. We're going to try to get through the program real quickly so we can all watch the game.
Yeah, so 7 o'clock tonight, Philmont Country Club there in Huntington Valley. It's a great event for that $50. I mean, just the food, you just graze. It's a lot of food and drinks, a lot of fun, entertainment.
It really is.
So it's worth it. My friend, Chief Pat Malloy, thank you so much for being here. I'll see you tonight for sure, but thank you.
Thank you so much, Dawn. Thanks again.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.